The disaster that's unfolding in Southeast Texas is eerily familiar to people who survived Hurricane Katrina. 12 years ago today, Katrina hit the Gulf Coast and devastated towns from Alabama to Louisiana. And in New Orleans, where the levees failed, catastrophic flooding sent thousands of storm refugees to Houston. Now that city is in the middle of a catastrophic flood. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story of one Katrina survivor who is once again running away from the water.
Much of Beaumont, Texas is an island with major roads cut off by floodwaters. John Lavoie is sitting in front of a hotel looking out as rescue trucks navigate the flooded road in. Conditions here are getting worse.
Winds picking up, rain getting heavier, water rising. It's a very bad sight. Wouldn't wish this on anyone.
Lavoie came here to escape rising water in Houston early Sunday. Evacuating was an easy call, he says.
You gotta go with your gut. I mean, after what I experienced, I'm not climbing through no attics and waiting for no boat to come get me off my roof again, period.
12 years ago, Lavoie was 18 and living in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward when Katrina struck and the levees failed.
It was unbearable because it was like deja vu, just witnessing the same thing again.
The scars feel fresh of those first days in the Katrina disaster.
Trying to stay that extra day or two turned into 10 feet of water, 9 feet of water. So this time around, we did want to get away, which we did beat the flood in Houston, thank God for that. But now we're here stuck in Beaumont.
He's stranded here, but back home in Houston, it's worse.
Well, the area that we were staying at is completely underwater. Yeah, so far. But we were able to get like memories out this time, because that's what we didn't save in New Orleans, like pictures and stuff like that. So we got memories out because that's what you can't replace, no matter what.
Lavoie says he's worried about his mom, who also evacuated with him and is staying at another hotel across the flooded roadway. They were among the estimated 250,000 Katrina refugees who ended up in Houston. As many as 40,000 stayed, including Lavoie's family. He says his mom started over in Houston 12 years ago, but now they're back to square one.
That's another hard thing. It's kind of different when you go to a city or state where you may have family already. But to move to a city or state where you just know no one, that's different.
But y'all did it.
Yeah, we did it. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's America, you know, home of the brave. You got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? There's no other way around it. You just got to pray, stick together, and keep your head up and just get through it.
Lavoie says he's a survivor, and he says people being rescued in Houston right now will get there too. But he warns it takes time.
The hardest thing, advice to give them, what I know they don't want to hear right now, is they have to be patient. Just being honest. I mean, you couldn't tell me that back in 2005 to be patient while I'm stuck in the Superdome or when we got to Houston stuck in the Astrodome. But you have to be patient.
Now, as Tropical Storm Harvey's deluge has turned to Louisiana, Lavoie is watching closely. His four sons live in New Orleans with their mother. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Beaumont, Texas.